This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For those among you who see the federal government as a vast, faceless, and nameless bureaucracy, I mean, yeah, there is some of that, but that's not really the whole story. People who work for the government want government to work, and they want it to work on behalf of taxpayers. None more so than the person whose job it is to represent taxpayers to the tax man, as it were. The National Taxpayer Advocate is the name of that job. Public advocates are sprinkled throughout the government. Social Security and Medicare have them, to name two others. They hold official Washington accountable for how rules and regulations affect individual Americans. But anyway, Nina Olson, the taxpayer advocate, is stepping down tomorrow after almost 20 years on that job. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer spent some time with her.
Just walking up to the IRS's headquarters in Washington can be intimidating, even if you're not behind on your taxes. With its stone steps and columns and heavy doors you can barely open, this is a building where secrets are stored, sensitive data on millions of taxpayers. I clear the metal detector and make my way through the great hall to the third floor offices of the National Taxpayer Advocate. I'm escorted every step of the way, even to the bathroom. Finally, I'm left alone in a conference room, where part of the table is covered with a sizable collection of, no, not textbooks, plastic dinosaurs. In walks Nina Olson with cookies.
Great to meet you, Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Would you like a little cookie or something to get...
Olson sits down and addresses the dinosaur question. She just really likes them.
You know, we have the aquatic dinosaur here, and then we have the...
We talked about the IRS, too. Then a tour.
This is my office, which is semi-being packed up.
I just had to ask.
Could I get a last picture behind your desk, and then you must have...
I'm not going to let you do that.
Oh.
Because there's tax...
This is the IRS, after all. And there's no telling whose tax returns may be lying on Olson's desk.
You just can't have anybody seeing anything. It's vital that we protect the confidentiality of taxpayers' tax information.
In 18 years as the taxpayer advocate, Olson has scolded, strong-armed, and cajoled to get the IRS and Congress to share more of her concerns about taxpayers. Her twice-yearly reports to lawmakers are peppered with phrases like, "Taxpayer service is woefully inadequate." In what she considers one of her finest moments, Olson pushed the IRS into adopting the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. You'd think after all that, taxpayers would be grateful for their advocate, but they don't even know she exists.
No.
Nope.
I didn't know.
I didn't know either. Yeah. No, not at all.
That's from a quick poll I did across the street from the IRS before I met Olson. I played some of it back for her, starting with Nicole Musi-Tinu. She felt pretty bad about not knowing who Olson was.
I'm so sorry, Nina. We're sorry.
That's Olson laughing there.
And now we know about you, and we will spread the word.
Olson also likes people to know she exists. She went on a nationwide listening tour in 2016. She talks taxes with cab and Uber drivers. In return, she often gets an earful on the IRS. I queue up another part of my street survey. This is local resident Marcia Jackson.
It seems as though the rich continue to get the breaks and the middle class are just eaten up with all the burden of most of the taxes.
This hits a nerve with Olson. Fairness is a huge issue for her. About 5 years ago, she spearheaded an investigation that found the IRS was collecting from delinquent taxpayers who couldn't cover basic expenses. That's illegal. Olson says for years she brought up the issue at meetings.
And so I'll say, you know, I have a concern or I have a question, you know, and everybody's staring darts at me, and you just have to plow ahead.
There are people who know exactly how she feels, other public advocates. Sometimes Olson hangs out after work with the advocate for the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, who's also gotten the hairy eyeball in meetings.
So it's nice to talk to one another and go, yeah, I've been through that.
Tomorrow is Olson's last day on the job, and the Treasury Secretary has yet to appoint her successor. Olson says she'll continue to advocate for taxpayers through a nonprofit. But first, she has some other business to get to, like weaving.
Well, first of all, I'm going to search for some land so I can have some goats and sheep.
That she'll shear for wool to spin into thread on her new spinning wheel. Olson also plans to head to the Natural History Museum, which just happens to be across from the IRS, to see this spectacular new dinosaur exhibit. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.